The Republican-controlled Senate has the option to confirm up to 11 veto overrides, which were already approved by the House. Most would reinstate provisions on Medicaid that take decision-making power away from the Kasich administration and put it in the hands of the legislature. Senate President Larry Obhoff said one item he especially wants to bring back is the requirement for a panel of lawmakers, known as the controlling board, to approve Medicaid expansion money twice a year. Another provision that was vetoed and overridden by the House was a plan to increase a tax on Medicaid managed care providers. Local transit authorities piggyback off of that tax to raise millions of dollars. Something the Senate cannot address is the veto to freeze Medicaid expansion enrollment. The House has declined to address that issue so far. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.